Grand Tours like the Vuelta a España are hard. That's one of the basic tenets of a sport, handed down from generation to generation. But what does hard mean, and how hard is hard? Can we say if the 2020 Vuelta was harder than 2019? And was either race harder than 2021 Giro d'Italia? To answer these questions, we need something to quantify effort. We need a number. Power meters produce lots of numbers, and numbers can be compared. For example, we can look at power output over specific times, peak or average power, but perhaps the most useful number to compare is something called Training Stress Score, or TSS. TSS combines intensity and duration of effort in a single number, so a 4,000 meter pursuit can be compared with the stage of the Vuelta a España. And provided you use the same rider doing the same job in a race, you can loosely compare effort between similar stages and even compare different editions of the same race. TSS was created by power meter experts Hunter Allen and Dr. Andrew Coggan, who wrote the Power Meter Bible, Training and Racing with a Power Meter. Hunter is American, but I met him a few years ago when he was in the UK and I was doing a job for Cycling Weekly. We struck up a friendship and have stayed in touch, and he became my go-to source on training with power when I was writing lots of fitness articles. This is what he says about TSS. We developed TSS as a tool to prevent overtraining. As your training intensity rises, volume must come down, and vice versa. If it doesn't, you'll become overtrained. TSS helps you track how much work you did in a given training session or a race by looking at a single number. Thank you, Hunter. So TSS's job, if you like, is to prevent overtraining. But when you apply it to a race, it can assess how hard that race was by providing context. I'll explain. The formula Allen and Coggan developed to arrive at TSS is complicated and takes into account many factors and variables involved in cycling. But they say the best way to understand TSS as a number is to think about a one-hour full-on time trial effort. A one-hour full-on time trial effort going as hard as you can sustain for 1 hour gives a TSS score of 100. And it does that for a weekend racer and a Grand Tour winner. It's a nice number to work with because most people who have raced will be familiar with such an effort, and those that haven't get a fairly good understanding from it by watching the longer time trials in Grand Tours on the TV. Hunter has shared several pro rider power files with me over the years, and the TSS scores of a Tour de France rider he worked with provide a good measure of how hard that race is. The rider was a mountains domestique working for a Tour contender. The first score is for a stage in the Alps, and the second is for one of similar length and profile in the Pyrenees. The rider's leader that was up there on both days, and the rider did a similar job for him. TSS score 1 is 464, TSS score 2 was 517. That's the equivalent of between 4 and 5 hours of riding at 1 hour time trial intensity. Just think about that for a minute. 4 hours going as hard as you can for 1 hour. Of course, the number is an equivalent, a way of quantifying effort. Some of the TSS score comes from intermittent peak efforts, some from constant efforts, and there are the descents and easier sectors to recover. Still, according to Allen, it's unlikely that any rider could push themselves in a training session to give a TSS score anywhere near 400, and if they did, any good coach would prescribe 2 or 3 days of easy recovery rides after it. But a Tour of France rider often has to make a similar effort the next day. For example, the day after our subject's 464, his TSS was 337. A further look at that rider's SRM file for that day is revealing. He raced the first 31 minutes at close to the maximum power he could maintain in training for 20 minutes. Then look at the rider's average TSS for 21 stages. It was 246. That's 3 weeks of daily workouts at equivalent to almost 2.5 hours at 1 hour time trial intensity. It's a staggering amount of work and reveals how hard a Grand Tour is. I remember years ago, Peter Keane, the man who started the revolution in coaching that brought Great Britain to the fore as a cycling nation, worrying about a world-class pursuer he was coaching, I think it was Yvonne McGregor, who wanted to ride the National 50-mile time trial championships. The damage done by that kind of effort necessitates a taper, full recovery and a slow build-up, which means time out from training, he said. And he was talking about one day of riding that would probably have given a training stress score of around 175. That's how hard a Grand Tour is. It's also a measure of how much the performance of cyclists has improved in the last 20 years.